Shavuot Tov. Today's daf is Sadi Aleph. We'll start here on Sadi Amud Beis, three lines up before the end of the Amud. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kishetimtze Lomar. This is a phrase that we see all of Shas. It means when you carefully read something, in our case, the Mishnah Daf Peites, with meticulous care, you'll be able to understand that L'divrei Rabbi Meir, Gagin Rishusli Atzman, it means you can carry from one Gag to the other. They're all considered one Rishus. They don't need an Eruv. And therefore, Reuven is allowed to carry from his Gag onto Shimon's Gag, his neighbor. And the same halach applies to Chatzeros, Rishusli Atzman, which means that you'd be allowed to carry Kalim from one Chatzer to the next Chatzer without having to set up an Eruv. And here we have to add a condition, a restriction, and that is we're talking about kelim in the chotzer at the outset of Shabbos, sheshavsu b'chotzer b'erev Shabbos. And the implication here of Rav Yehuda is that to carry from a gag to a chotzer would be asur. You can carry from one gag to a next gag, and from one chotzer to the next chotzer, but not from a gag to a chotzer or vice versa. And here we start the daf for today, daf tzadi alf. Karpifios, rishusli atzman. You can carry from one karpaf to the other karpaf. Even if one karpaf is owned by Reuven, he can carry into Shimon's karpaf. Because all the karpifios are considered one rishus. But again, to carry from a chotzer into a karpaf, or from a gag to a karpaf, that would be also according to Rabbi Meir. Now keep in mind that we're talking about a karpaf that is not beyond Beis Asayim. If it's beyond the size of a Beis Asayim, then it has the status of a karmel, so you're only allowed to carry up to, but not beyond, Dalet Amos. Then Rav Yehuda continues, and he says, L'divrei Chachamim, according to the Chachamim of our Mishnah, Gagin v'chatzeres rishus achas, and karpifios rishus achasin. So the Chachamim will hold that you're allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, or even from a gag to a chatzer, because gagin and chatzeros are all one rishus. So I can take from my gag, which I own privately, and carry into a chotzer shel rabim. If I own shutfus in that chotzer, I can carry into that chotzer. But in the case, let's say, of gag, the gag belongs to Reuven, and he wants to carry into the gag of Shimon, that's where the chachomim are machmir. They say that's not allowed. And here's where they disagree with Rabbi Meir. The Chacham hold that the din of Gagos is influenced and determined by the Diros, the Batim, that are underneath the Gagos. And since the Batim are considered separate Rishuyos, the Chacham hold the Gagos are considered as separate Rishuyos. However, if he wants to carry from a Gag to a Chotzer, that he's allowed to do according to the Chachamim, even without a machitza, without a an eruv, and all the karpifios are rishus achas. L'divrei Rav Shimon, kulam rishus achasein. Rav Shimon holds that gagos, chatzeros, karpifios are all one rishus. You're allowed to carry from one unto the other. Now the Gemara is going to bring a proof for Rav Shita. You may recall that Rav, excuse me, had a chumrah in the Shita the Chachamim, and he said that the Chachamim would only be matir carrying from one gag to another gag within four amos. And the understanding of Rav in the Chachamim is that we don't apply the principle of God Asik Mechitzta to a mechitza shein eni keres, and if you have contiguous houses with contiguous roofs, one roof continues and spills into the next roof, you have no way of seeing the mechitzos that are below the roof, And that's called the Mechitza Sheni Nikeres, and that therefore separates one Gog from the other Gog. And that's the Shita of the Chachamim, that the Gog itself now becomes Osur beyond Dalet Amos. The maximum you can carry in your Gog, according to the Chachamim, says Rav, is Dalet Amos. And the Gemara now is going to quote a Braisa to support Rav, but first the Gemara points out that I have two Braisos. Tanya Kavose de Rav Yehuda. I also want to quote a Braisa that would support Rav Yehuda, who holds that according to Rav Shimon, all Gagos and Chatzeros and Karpifios are considered one Rishus. So let's go one by one. Tanya Kavose de Rav, Kol Gagos Eir Rishus Achasen. You're allowed to carry from one Gag to another Gag. This is all Rabbi Meir's Shita. We're going to see the Chachamim Shita in just a minute, but the Reisha of this Braisa holds that all the Gagos are one Rishus, you're allowed to carry from one Gag to the other. That's Rabbi Meir's Shita. Also, Lahalos Lahorid Min Agagim Lachotzim Nachotz Lagagim. But Rabbi Meir holds that Chotzer and Gagim are two different Rishuyos. And the reason for that is because, by definition, the Gag is higher than the Chotzer. And Rabbi Meir has a gzera that you're not allowed to carry onto a high place because of the gzera mishum tel b'shus harabim. Kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer mutil taltalim b'chotzer. You're allowed to carry from one Chotzer to the other, just like you're allowed, according to Rabbi Meir, to carry from one Gag to the other. But Gag to a Chotzer, where there's a distance of 10 tfachim between one and the other, that you're not allowed to carry. Begagin mutal taltalon. Begagin, in the case of Kalim that was Shoves at the onset of Shabbos in the Gag, you're allowed to carry them b'chol ha-gagin. U'bevad shelo ye Gag avo asora, o nomach asora, divrei Rabbi Meir. As long as there's no distance of 10 tfachim between one gag and the other, in other words, you don't have a gag that's higher by 10 tfachim, then you're allowed to carry from one gag to the other. Again, only Kalim that was Shoves in the gag on Erev Shabbos, or in the case of Kalim, if they were Shoves in a Chotzer, you're allowed to carry them throughout the Chotzer on Shabbos, and even to another Chotzer, even into the Chotzer of Shimon, and even in the absence of an Erev. Chachamim Omrim, kol echad v'echad reshus li'atzmo. You're not allowed to carry from one Gag to the other, and not even two Amos on one Gag, Reuven on his Gag, carrying over, crossing the boundary into Shimon's Gag, and carrying another two Amos. V'ein metaltin lebo ela bi'arba. Oh. Now this is the point which seems to support Rav, because at the end of the Braisa, the Chacham add the following words, that you're not allowed to carry in the Gag itself, your own Gag, up to, but not beyond, four Amos. And the reason for that is, since the Chacham hold that you're not allowed to carry from one Gag to the other Gag, so now your Gag becomes what's called Paritz L'mokom HaOsur Lo. It opens up into a place where you're not allowed to carry. And therefore, you're not allowed to carry even in this chutz. It becomes like a carmelis. And this price clearly supports the sheet of Rav, that according to Chachamim, you're not allowed to be metaltel even in your own Gag, beyond Dalet Amos. So that's a brisa that supports Rav. Now the Gemara wants to quote a brisa that supports Rav Yehuda, that Rabbi Shimon would allow you to carry from Gagos to Chatzeros to Karpifios, straight across the board. Tanya Kavasi to Rav Yehuda. Omar Rebbe Kshayinu Lomdim Toreitzel Rabbi Shimon B'Tkoa. When we would study in the city of Tkoa, at the feet of Rabbi Shimon, Hayinu Ma'alim Shemen Valuntis Migag L'Gag U'Migag L'Chotzim U'Chotzim 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 L'Karpach M'Karpach L'Karpach Acher Ad Shayinu Magim Eitzel Amayon Shayinu Rochtzim Bo. So we wanted to get to the Mayan, to the spring, and that's where we would bathe, and we wanted to take along with us bath towels, which is called Aluntis, and we wanted to take along Shemen, because there their custom in their society was that after you come out of the Beis HaMerchatz, you pour shemen on your body, you anoint yourself with shemen, and we would leave from our location in order to get to the Mayan, and how would we be allowed to carry shemen and aluntis? We took it from one gag to another, from one gag to a chatzah, from one chatzah to another chatzah, from one chatzah to a karpaf, from a karpaf to a karpaf, until we finally got to the Mayan over there outside the city of Tekoa, and then we bathed in that Mayan. But we see clearly that Rabbi Shimon permitted carrying shemen and aluntis if they were in the gag at the onset of Shabbos through gagos, chatzeros, and karpifios until he got to the Mayan. And they never passed through a place that was also betiltil, but we see clearly from this brisa, like Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to carry from Gagos to Chatzeros to Karpifios. It's all Rishus Achas. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Maise B'Shas Sakala, when there was Gzera the Malchus, not allowing us to fulfill the Torah and our mitzvahs, Hayinu Malim Sefer Torah, we had a Sefer Torah that was in the Chatzer on Erev Shabbos, and we brought it from Chatzer to Gag, from Gag to Chatzer, and from Chatzer to Karpaf, Kidei Likrospo. So this also would seem to support what we said before, and that is that Rabbi Yehuda points out that according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to carry from a Gag to a Chatzer, Chatzer to Karpaf, and the Gemara answers, no, that's not a proof. Omru lo, Chacham say, don't bring a proof from that case, because ein shasa sakona raya. There were certain leniencies that they enacted in order to facilitate Kriyas HaTorah during a shasa sakona. And as a result of those leniencies, they allow you to carry from Ginos to Chatzeros to Karpifios and see it all as one Rishus, but that doesn't prove anything about Shalom b'shasa sakona. The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagim, Echad Chatzeros, Echad Karpifios, Rishus Achas, Ein Lekelim Sheshavsu L'Sochon, V'lo Lekelim Sheshavsu B'toch HaBayis, Omer Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon. We're going to paskin Lekula like Rabbi Shimon, and in the case of Gagos, Chatzeros, Karpifios, we see them all as one Rishus, you're allowed to carry from one to the other, even without an Eruv. Oh, comes along Rav, and he says, not even without an Eruv, but dafka without an eruv. And here we get to that paradoxical situation where the absence of an eruv is more lenient than the existence of an eruv. For hu shelo irvu, they didn't make an eruv. All the dayorim that share a chotzer did not set up their own eruv. They're not allowed to carry chafotzim, they're not allowed to carry any items from their homes out into the chotzer. Now we can allow, says Rav, in understanding of Shimon, to be lenient about being metaltel chafotzim that was shoves in the chotzer to carry it out into the next chotzer, or to a gag, or to a karpaf. Avol irvu. But paradoxically, this is counterintuitive. If the members of this chotzer, irvu, they set up their own eruv, and that means they're allowed now to carry out kelim from their homes, respectively, into the chotzer, then in such a case, if they didn't set up an Eruv between one Chatzer and the other, each Chatzer had its own private Eruv, lo, they're not allowed to carry from one Chatzer to the other, even though Kalim, that was Shoves and a Chatzer, according to Rav Shimon, can be carried into another Chatzer, because Kulam Rishus Achasein, but not in the case when you're carrying from one Chatzer to the other, and each Chatzer set up its own Eruv. Why? Why should we be prohibitive about carrying from one chatzah to the other, if each chatzah made an eruv? Without the eruv, they'd be allowed to carry from one chatzah to the other. And the answer is, the gazrin on Dilma, osi lafuki, money debatim lechatzah. We're afraid that if we allow you to carry kelim from your chatzah into next chatzah, you'll be tempted to carry kelim even if they were shoves in the bias. You're not going to make that differentiation between kelim that was shoves in the chotzer on the outside of Shabbos and kelim that was shoves in the bayis erev Shabbos. They all look the same. And since you've set up an eruv in your own chotzer, allow you to carry from your bayis into the chotzer, what you're going to find on Shabbos on not only kelim that was shovis in the chotzer on the outside foot, even kelim that was shovis in the bias. And that for sure you're not allowed to carry from chotzer to chotzer. And therefore, once you set up an eruv in the chotzer, then you cannot carry from that chotzer to another chotzer because of this gzera. And therefore, you're going to have to set up an eruv between one chotzer and the other in order to implement Rabbi Shimon's kula. And, well, for that matter, anybody would be maker once you had an eruv between the two chatzeros. But what I mean to say is that Rav Shimon's kula is going to be limited to a situation where each chatzer has no eruv, and then you can carry from one chatzer to the other. Shmuel Amar, bein irvu, bein shalo irvu, v'chein om Rabbi Yochanan. Both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan pounce on Rav, and they say, wait a minute, what difference does it make whether you set up an Eruv or you didn't set up an Eruv? We're not worried about the people confusing Kalim that was Shovis in the Bayis on Shabbos as opposed to Kalim that was Shovis in the Chatzah. People are smart enough and acute enough to make that distinction. And Rabbi Yochanan turns to Rav and he says, Milachshecha. Who whispered into your ear to make this distinction according to Rav Shimon and assume that Rav Shimon is only matir tiltul in a case where there was no Eruv. But if there was an Eruv, they cannot be metaltil. And therefore, bein Irvu ubein shalo Irvu. We're going to assume and accept the sheet of Rav Shimon even in a case where each chotzer set up its own individual Eruv. Maskif la Rav Chizda l'shmul Rav Yochanan. And now Rav Chizda is going to present an objection to both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, who agree that Rav Shimon is matir to be metalta from one chotz to the other, even in a case where there was an eruv. How could you logically come to that conclusion? Meaning, Rav Chizda thinks that we are absolutely compelled to accept the logic of the gzera that Rav had formulated over here. Because how are the Dayarim of the Chatzer going to differentiate between Kalim that were in the Chatzer on the outset of Shabbos as opposed to Kalim that was Shovis in the Bayis, which you're not allowed to carry from one Chatzer to the other? The Yomru, Shnei Kalim B'Chatzer, Achaz Zem Mutav Zem Asur, says Rav Chizda in his query to Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, is it possible we're going to tell people you have two Kalim in a Chatzer, they look identical, and yet, one you're allowed to carry into another chutz because it was shovis in the chutz, and the other you're not allowed to carry into the chutz because it was shovis in the bayis. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon l'tamei d'lo gozar. Rabbi Shimon is very consistent that in a similar case, he doesn't make a gzera. And that's why Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are going to insist that according to Rabbi Shimon, we don't have to make these gzeros. And we have a precedent here, Disnan in a Mishnah on Daf Mem Hayam at Beis. There were three people, and each one had a tchum of arba amos, only arba amos, which means that he found himself at the onset of Shabbos, outside of the tchum of Shabbos, and in Bein Hashmoshos he was not konish visa of alpayim amos because he was outside of his tchum. So Chacham give him a leniency; he's allowed to walk for four amos, and that's where he's going to spend his Shabbos. And now, there are two chatzeros that are on the extremes, or I should say, we're not up to chatzeros, that's the next case, two people that are on the other side, one to his right and one is to his left. They also have a shvisa of dalet amos, but the one on the right has an overlap with the middle guy by two amos. The one on the left has an overlap with the middle guy by two amos. And Rabbi Shimon has no problem if the person who's in the middle will go into the two amos of his friend's tchum on the right, or for that matter, to enter into the two amos in his friend's tchum on the left. And Rav Shimon says that's mutter. In other words, we're not going to be afraid, says Rav Shimon, that the two people on the extremes might come to carry from one into the other. We're going to allow them to carry only the two amos that overlap with the middle guy. And they'll be very careful about that. They're not going to cross the boundary and the borderline into the other extreme, the other chitzoni. I'll give you an example of what this similar. Shalosh chatzeros, psucha zu zu. You have three chatzeros, one in after the other in one row. There's an opening between the first chatzer and the second chatzer, between the second chatzer and the third chatzer. Upsuchal Sushusarabin. The extreme chatzeros have an opening, each one into Rishusarabin. The Ervu Shteachitzonos Imhem Tzois. Each one of the polar extremes set up an Eruv with the middle guy. He Muteris Imayim. The chatzer in the middle is allowed to be metaltel, both towards his right and towards his left. Vehein, and they, the two extremes, mutaras letaltel ima. They can be metaltel, each one separately, into the emtsois, into the middle guy. Ushteachitzonis asurim zu al zu. Even though the two extremities, right, let's call them Ruvain and Levi on the both ends, they cannot carry from one to the other, because they never set up a mechitz, an eruv between themselves. Now, you might be afraid that in this case, perhaps if we allow them to carry from, let's say, the guy on the right into the emtsoi, or the guy on the left into the emtsoi, then inadvertently they may come to carry all the way through into the chatz on the other side. We're not afraid of that. We don't institute any sort of gzera. And says Rabbi Shimon, the same is going to apply if you have three b'nei Adam, and there's an overlap of the tchum between the emtsoi and two amos of each one of the chitzonim. We're not going to be afraid that if we allow the chitzonim to enter into the two amos that they share as an overlap with the emtsoi, they may come to go as far as the other chitzonim. We're not afraid of that. And the Gemara says that we see from Rabbi Shimon that even though the two chatzeros hachitzonios, the polar extremes, as we call them, are asuro zul zu, nevertheless you'll have to carry from each one into the emtsoitz. V'lo gozar, and Rabbi Shimon did not accept the gzera dilma osilafuki money da haichotze lahaichotze. That maybe one of the chitzonim is going to bring his kalim not only into the emtsoi, but he'll bring it into the other chitzoni, is hachinami here too in our case, when we're talking about two chatzeros, and each one had its own individual eruv, lo gazrina, dilma asila fuki mani debatim, the chatzor, we don't have to be worried, according to Rav Shimon, about this, and suspect that maybe if we allow him to carry kalim that was shoves in the chatzor on Erev Shabbos into the next chatzor, he may come to carry kalim that was shoves in the bias. Now the Gemara asks a kash on Rav, Masiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes quotes our Mishnah. And he's going to ask a kash from our Mishnah on Rav, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Echad Gagos, Vechad Chatzeres, Vechad Charfifios, Vishasachas, Ein Lekeim, Sheshovsu Sochon, Velo Lekeilim, Sheshovsu V'toch HaBayis. And even Rabbi Shimon, who's matir, to be metalter from a gag to a chotzer to a karpav, he's not matir anything more than the kalim that was shoves in that mokom, whether it's in the gag or in the chotzer, in the karpav, he's not going to be matir kalim sheshovsu bebayis. I amrit bishlema de ervu hainu mishkachas leimoni debatim bechotzer. Rabbi Shimon is talking about a situation where he has kalim that was shoves in the bayis on Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos, and now they find themselves into a chotzer, and Rav Shimon says, you're allowed to carry only the kalim that was shoves in the bayis, but don't carry these kalim into the next chotzer. How could there be such a situation where the kalim was shoves in the bayis on Erev Shabbos, and now they're located in the chotzer? How did they get out to the chotzer? Would they have wings to fly? Is the answer must be that they set up an Erev. Now we understand how the money debatim got into the chotzer. There was an Erev. They were absolutely legally legitimate by carrying from the houses into the chotzer. And here's where Rav Shimon says, those kalim that you carried out on Shabbos from the chotzer, from the bayis to the chotzer, you're not allowed to carry into the next chotzer. So that, this can only make sense. Rav Shimon's distinction between these kalim and those kalim, these are allowed, and these are also, if you assume they made an error. Eli Iamrit if there was no Erev, which Rav is going to force to interpret, it's a case where they didn't make an Erev. Of course, if they made an Erev, then Rabbi Shimon's Kula does not kick in. Is Hechem Ishkakzei money to batim the Chotzer? How did Kalim get out from the house into the Chotzer if there was no Erev? Right, I would add, Otu Berishay Koskinen, are we dealing with Rishoyim? Who Mosiv Lavu Mefarik, Rav Sheish is the one who asked this question, and he now answers the question. You want to know how it's possible that he had Kalim in the bias and he took it out to the Chotzer and there was no Erev? I'll tell you how. He was wearing Begadim and he walked out of his house and he took off his cap and he put it down in the Chotzer. Bekumta v'sudra, different types of hats or turbans. In other words, even according to Rav, Rabbi Shimon, in the case of a chotzer shelo iravuba, nevertheless, he has to tell you that these kelim you're allowed to carry from chotzer to chotzer, and these kelim you're not allowed to carry. Why? How are they chotzer you're not allowed to carry from chotzer to chotzer? I mean, they were shovis on Erev Shabbos. The answer is, he wore them derech malbush, and for that you don't need an eruv. I mean, whatever you're wearing on your body, you're allowed to carry all over the world. And he took them off in the chotzer. And on that, Rabbi Shimon says that even though you're allowed to carry Kalim Sheshovsu Bachotzer on Erev Shabbos to another Chotzer, but you're not allowed to carry Kalim that was Shovis in the Bias from this Chotzer to the other Chotzer. And here we turn to Daf Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. Toshma, let's bring a Raya from a Braisa to the Sheet of Rav and Akash on Shmuel. Toshma, we learned in the Braisa. And again, we want to support Rav Shita that Rabbi Shimon is only matir to be metaltil from chotzer to chotzer if the chotzer itself did not have an eruv. And the Braisa says, anshei chotzer v'anshei mirpeses. You have a situation here of a building that has two stories, two flights. And going up to the top flight, there is a mirpeses. And you have various apartments that open up into that common mirpeses. So that's a chotzer. And then you have on the bottom, on the ground level, another chotzer. Now, shachachu velo erev, they did not make an erev one with the other, meaning the anshei ha mirpeses did not make an erev in the anshei ha chotzer. And the Braisa says the following. Kol shegavo asor tfachim limerpeses. Now he's saying the following. Let's say that there is an amud, some sort of a pillar that's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and it is asor tfachim high, is limerpeses. Then, since it's 10 tefachim away from the chotzer on the ground floor, but it's very close to the merpeses on the upper floor, therefore we're going to designate this amud, this column, for the benefit of the bnei hamerpeses. But aval pachos mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim, la chotzer, then it's designated for the use of the chotzer. Fine. That part of the braisa is not so relevant to us. What we're really interested in is the next part of the Braisa. Under what situations do we say that the Chatz and the Peses are two different Chatzeros, two different Rishuyos? And you're not going to be metaltil from the Chatz and the Peses to the Chatz. That's only Kshahayu, Elu Shel Rabin, Elu Shel Rabin. In other words, there are many different apartments that share the same merpeset, many different apartments or houses that share the same chot, so they need an eruv. The eruv elu liatzman, the eruv elu liatzman. And each one, the merpeses that has many apartments, made an eruv for itself. And the chot that has many houses, made an eruv for itself. And under those situations, if they didn't make an Erev one with the other, meaning with the Merpeses and the Bnei Chotzer, each one had its own local Erev, but they didn't make a common Erev combining and unifying the chatzah with the mirpeses. So in this situation, the members of the chatzah would be allowed to carry from their chatzah into, right, so each, let me say it again, each one, the chatzah and the mirpeses, has a valid eruv, a separate eruv. Therefore, they're allowed to carry from their homes into that common area. Let's say in the aliyah, on the top floor, you can carry into your mirpeses because you made an eruv with all the other b'nei ha-mirpeses. The same is true for the chatzah. In that case, of ervu elu li'atzma ve'elu li'atzman, or she hayu shel yechidim, in other words, there was only one person who had access to that merpeses. This merpeses was not accessible to anyone but one person, or in the case of the chatzer was only for one bias. Is ein she ein sarichin le'arv, there's no need for an eruv to carry from your house into a chutz if you don't share that chutz with any other bayis. In all these cases, Rabbi Shimon says, you're not allowed to carry from the chutzer into the merpeses, or vice versa, because ervu elu li'atzman v'elu li'atzman. In other words, this brisa is an explicit proof for Rav, that Rabbi Shimon would not allow you, in an event that you had an eruv, or you don't need an eruv, to carry from one chatzah to another chatzah without an eruv. In other words, they made an eruv locally, the merpeses had their eruv, and the b'nei chatzah had their eruv, but they didn't make a joint eruv. Then you're not allowed to carry kelim, even though they were shoves at the onset of Shabbos in the chatzah. You're not allowed to carry them into the merpeset or vice versa. Why? Because they each one had a separate Erev. And we're always afraid that if we allow them to carry Kalim that was Shoves on Erev Shabbos in the Chatzah, they'll come to carry Kalim that was Shoves in the Bayis because they made an Erev, or they don't need an Erev. Ah, Vol Hoyu Shel Rabin V'Shachu V'Lo Erevu. But if, on the other hand, they need an Erev because there are many apartments sharing the same Merpeset, many houses sharing the same Chatzah, and they didn't make an Erev, in such a case, they're allowed to carry from one to the other, from a peses to a chotzer, chotzer to a peses. Is gag v'chotzer v'chsadr from a peses kulam v'shos achas? You're allowed to carry from a chotzer to an achsadr, achsadr to a peses. They're all considered one v'shos. And they can carry the kelim that was shoves in the chotzer to another chotzer, a peses, or a karpav, or an achsadr. But they're not allowed to carry kelim that was shoves in the bayis. And this is a case where there's no eruv. So if there's no eruv, then we can assume that any kelim that are found in the chatzah was shoves in the chatzah, because there's no way during the course of Shabbos they could have carried legally from the batim into the chatzah. So this is a clear-cut proof for Rav. And we now assume that Rabbi Shimon, who allows carrying from gagos to chatzeros, etc., etc., that's only if there was no Eruv. So now the Gemara is going to flesh out how you see in this Braisa a clear-cut proof for Rav. Taima, why does Rabbi Shimon in this Braisa allow you to carry Kalim from the Merpeses to the Chatzah in the absence of an Eruv between the Chatzah and the Merpeses, to low Eruv because the Chatzah didn't have its own local Eruv, or the Merpeses didn't have its own Erev, Erevu lo, implying that if they would have had local Erev and each one had its own Erev, the Chatz had its own Erev, the Merpeses had its own Erev, then you would not be allowed to carry, even according to Rav Shimon, from one Chatz to the other. Is therefore we prove the Sheet of Rav, that Rabbi Shimon was only Matin in a case of low Erevu, but not in a case of Erevu. And the Gemara rejects it, Hamani Rabbanon hi. This Braisa that you're quoting is not Rabbi Shimon, but rather it's the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan hold that gagos and chatzeros are reshus achas. You're allowed to carry from a gag to a chatzer. And in the case of the Chachamim, we have a sugya back on Daf Mem Tes that the Gemara is intimating in. and you have three chatzeros that open one into the other, and they made an eruv, so the chitzonim made an eruv with the emtzois, but they didn't make an eruv between the two chitzonim, and the chachom say you're not allowed to be metaltel from the chitzonim into the emtzois, even though they made an eruv between the chitzoni and the emtzois. And the answer is because we're afraid that he might come to carry from one chitzon into the other chitzon. So we see the Rabbanan are on board for gzeros, as opposed to Rav Shimon. And therefore, Rav's gzera, that we're afraid that you won't differentiate between Kelim Sheshavsu B'chotzer and Kelim Sheshavsu B'vayis, that gzera is accepted, but not by Rav Shimon, but by the Rabbanan. And they could not mean, I'll prove to you from this price that this price reflects the sheet of the Chachamim. The lo ketani, it doesn't say in the price, karpaf umavui. The list in the price includes chotzer, gag, achsajem erpeses, but what is in an outstanding way missing is karpaf umavui. If this brisa was the sheet of Reb Shimon, then they would have exhausted the list. They would have included Karpa from Mavli. But if this brisa reflects the sheet of the Chacham allowed you from a Gag to a Chutz or a Karpaf, but they never allowed you from a Karpaf to a Mavli or from a Mavli to a Karpaf. Shema Mino, so we see clearly that this brisa reflects the sheet of the Chachamim. And the Chacham ain't no chinami except the Gzer of Rav. Toshma, let's bring a raya to the sheet of Rav. Chamesh chatzeros, psucha, psuchos, zulazu, psuchos lamovui. So you have five chatzeros that open up each one to the other chatzer. And all these chatzeros spill into a common movui. Vishachu kulam velo erevu. And the dayorim that live in the chatzeros forgot to set up an eruv. Is also a hachnis ulahotzi mechotzel mavui umina mavui lechotzer. Right, this is the shita of the chachamim that we said that mavui is not included in the list. You can have gagos, you could have chatzeros and achsajos, but you can't have a mavui. So the mavui and the chotzer are considered two different reshuyos. You're not allowed to carry from a mavui to a chotzer without an eruv, or from a chotzer out to a mavui. The kelim sheshovsu bechotzer mutal taltal bechotzer. Those kelim that were located in the chotzer on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to carry into another chotzer. And mavi asur, but to carry within the mavi itself, you're not allowed to carry. Now this represents the sheet of the chachamim. And Rabbi Shimon Matir, he allows you to carry even from the chotzer into the mavui. Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer calls man shehem shel rabin v'shachu v'lo ervu is gag v'chotzer v'achsadrim arpeses v'karpafu mavui kulam reshus achas. So that Rabbi Shimon adds mavui into the list of reshus achas, allowing you to carry from a chotzer to a mavui. However, the Chachamim left out mavui. And that's not included in Rishus Achas, hence you're not allowed to carry from the Chotzer to the Mavui, unless you make what's called the Sheet of Mavos. Just one second. And the Gemara thinks that according to the Chachamim, the Tanakhama of this Brisa, so you're not allowed to carry in the Mavui itself, whereas Rav Shimon allows you to carry the Mavui. Now, if the Dayarim did not make an Eruv, each Chotzer Liatzma, right, we have five Chatzeres, then Kol Chatzer Mutar Eim L'Taltu Kelim Shavsu B'Chotzer L'Chotzer Achers L'Mavui. I'm sorry, that's Rav Shimon, I meant to say. Let's emphasize that. So Rav Shimon holds that in the absence of an Eruv, nevertheless, each Chotzer is allowed to carry those kelim that were shovis in the Chotzer into another Chotzer, and even out to the Mavui. Taima, the reason why Rav Shimon is matir, to be metalta from Chotzer to Chotzer, and from Chotzer to a Mavui, is the lo Eruv. It says explicitly here in the Braisa, calls man sheshachu velo ervu. Ha ervu, implying that if they had made an eruv, lo. Yeah, this is a proof to Ra. Why? Because if they had made an eruv, each one of these chatzeros, they would not be allowed to carry from one chatzah to the other. Why? Because we're afraid about the volume, the multitude of kelim that was always in the bayis that were taken out based on that eruv out into the chatzah. So we have a brayis that clearly reflects the sheet of Rav that Rav Shimon is not matir tilta chatzah chatzah unless there was no eruv in the local chatzeros, each one respectively, and against Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara now wants to deflect this raya in order to protect the shittas of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and extend the heter of Rabbi Shimon even to a case where there was an eruv. And the Gemara says, don't prove it from this brisa, because what does Rabbi Shimon mean when he says, calls man shein shel rabin, v'shachu v'lo eruvu? What he means to say, ishlo eruvu chatzeros bahari adodi, that the chatzeros did not make an eruv one with the other, but according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, even if the chatzeros had their own private eruv, they would still be allowed to carry from one eruv to the other. Of course, kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer, ha'chatzu batim eruvu, but each chatzer and each bayis in the chatzer set up its own eruv. And yet, they're allowed to carry from one chatzah to the other. This is Rabbi Shimon. And that's how we're going to interpret it. But wait a second. How are you reading this? It says, Shlo ervu chatzeros bahari adodi, that one chatzah didn't establish an eruv with the other chatzah. And now you're telling me that each chatzah had its own eruv? That doesn't seem to read well smoothly in the Braisa. V'alo eruv k'toni. And the implication of the Braisa is that they were shokheach, they forgot to make an eruv. Not only didn't they make an eruv from one chatzah to the other, they didn't make a local eruv, each chatzah unto itself. And that's when Reb Shimon is matir. So Gemara answers, my lo eruvu shalo nishtatfu, that they didn't set up a sheet of muvos. They didn't gather together all the chatzeros together to form one sheet of muvos. And as far as sheet of muvos is concerned, to allow carrying the mavui, there was no eruv at all. And that's what the Braisa means when it says, velo eruv. But the Braisa is not talking about a case where there was an eruv we're now defending Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Braisa is talking about a case where they made local eruvin, and yet they're allowed to carry from one chatzah to the other. They're not allowed to carry from the chatzah to the mavui because they never set up a sheet of muvos. Iboy Seima, the Gemara offers another defense and an interpretation that could protect the sheetas of Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan. And the Braisa in Rav Shimon is talking about a heter be metaltil from one chatzah to the other, but only if there was no eruv. How do we then defend that and reconcile that with Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan? And the answer is, Rabbi Yochanan divrei Rabbanan ka'amri lehu. Rabbi Shimon is talking to the Rabbanan. Lidi di, according to my sheet, loshna eruvu, loshna lo eruv, it makes no difference. Whether each chatzah had its own eruv, it's irrelevant. I'm going to be matir to be metaltil from one chatzah to the other, and from the chatzah to the mavui, as long as it's kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer, because I hold it's all reshus achasein, and I'm not even worried that they'll confuse kelim sheshavsu with kelim shelo shavsu, or I should say shavsu b'bayis, elo lidichu, but even according to your shita, you want to be machmir, beyond what I hold. Nevertheless, you shouldn't aser only in a case of ervu, kol chotzer liatzman, if each chotzer made its own ervu. Then I understand that you have a chashash that if we'll allow you to carry into the mavui kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer, they might come to carry out even kelim sheshavsu b'bayis. But odulus miu dehecha delo erevu, at least in the case you where there's no such chashash of kelim debatim because there was no eruv, in that case they should be mutter v'metaltel kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer into the mavui, because it's all rishus achas. Some rule later rabbanan lo. I don't agree that chotzer and mavui are one rishus. My opinion is shtei rishuyos, that mavui and chotzer are two different rishuyos. And we saw such machlokas also in Karpav, that the Chacham hold that Chotzer and Karpav are considered shtei rishuyos, and so too Chotzer and Mavui, or Karpav and Mavui, these are all considered shtei rishuyos. Omar Mar, we saw in the Chacham in the Braisa, Ubim Mavui Asur, the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to carry in the Mavui. The Gemara thinks that you're not allowed to carry in the Mavui itself, even Kalim that was Shoves in the Mavui on Shabbos. Lema Misayel El Rab Zera Marav, the Omer Rab Zera Marav, the support for Rab Zera in the name of Rav, Mavui Shalo Nishtatvu Bo, if the Dayori Chatzeros did not set up a sheet of Mavos, Ein Metaltulim Bo, you cannot carry Kalim inside the Mavui, Ela Biarba Amos. So this is fascinating. If you don't have an Erev from the Chatzeros to the Mavos, to the Mavui, which is called Shita Mavos, then you can't carry. It has the Mavui has the status of a Carmelis, more than Arba Amos. So the Gemara says that this Brisa is a support for that Shita of Rab Zera, the name of Rav. Gemara says, no, I can deflect that right. Why? Amur, maybe what the Bryce is referring to is la mavui osur, not bimavui, meaning carrying in the mavui, like Rav Zera says that you're not allowed to carry in the mavui if there was no sheet of mavos, but rather limavui, limavui instead of bimavui. Limavui means to carry from the chatzeres into the mavui. That you're not allowed to do, because those are two rishuyos. But as far as carrying inside the mavui itself, kelim that was shoves in the mavui, that's all rishus achas. So you're allowed to carry against Rabbi Zera. So we asked, but hainu reisha. The reisha already said that osa lahachnis lahotzi michotz lamavui. So why is the braisa repeating itself? And the more answers, mishni yisei ritzuchle. He needs the extra piece and the extra paragraph in the braisa. Ma'od detem, I would have thought, if I only had the reisha, that keep pligi rabbanon al leid Rab Shimon. When did the rabbanon disagree with Rab Shimon? That's only hani mili be hecha di eruv. If each chutz has set up its own eruv, then we have to be worried about the possibility of carrying kalim that was shovis in the bayis from one chutz to the other. Therefore, the chacham say you're not allowed to be metalter from the chutz to mavui, even though the kalim was shovis in the chutz. Aval hecha de lo eruvu module. But in a case where there was no Eruv, then the Chacham would agree to Rav Shimon that you're allowed to carry from the Chotzer to the Mavui, because it's all one Rishus. That's what the Havmina was, Kamash Malon. Therefore, the Brice had to tell me an additional time, the Chacham and Asa, they don't allow you to carry from the Chotzer to the Mavui. So we'll understand that Osrim Heim Bozeh, that they agree that it's also in this case, and it makes no difference whether the Dayorim of each Chotzer made their own Eruv. It's irrelevant. Because the Chacham hold that a Chotzer Mavui is Shtei Rishuyos, and you're not allowed to be Metalta from a Chotzer to a Mavui. Amale Ravina Rav Ashi, we'll just start off Tzadi Beis. Me, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, how can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan said, as you quoted him here on Daf Tzadi Aleph, that we paskin like Rav Shimon, and all the chatzeros are considered as one rishus, you'll have to be metalta from one chotzer to the other, even in a case that each chotzer had its own separate eruv. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, alocha kistam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan has a general universal principle that we always paskin like a mishnah that's anonymous. Utnana, we have a mishnah back on Daf Ayin Vav that says, kosel shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have a wall between separating two chatzeros, and it's gavoa sara tvachim, the eshbo roch of arba, it's a rishus unto itself, because it has, number one, the height of 10 tvachim, number two, the width of 4 tvachim. is ma'arvim shnayim v'ein ma'arvim echad. Since this kosel is a bona fide kosel, it's a machitza, it wedges and separates between the two chatzeros, and therefore each chatzah would have to set up its own erev. There's no such thing as a joint erev between the two. V'ein ma'arvim echad. Echad mean a joint erev. But hayu barosho peros, let's say each one of the bnei achatz on the two sides of this wall just want to climb up and grab some of the fruits that are laying on the top of the wall. Is elu olamikan v'ochel elu olamikan v'ochel v'vachel yaridu lamata. They're allowed to climb up to the kosel, and they're allowed to eat the fruits on top of the kosel, but they can't take those fruits down from the kosel, neither into this chatzer nor into the other chatzer. So you see clearly that you're not letting me metalta from one chatzer to another chatzer, and therefore you can't take the pears down from the top of the kosel to the chatzeres that are bottom on the ground floor. So since this Mishnah is Stam Mishnah, there's no name attached to this Mishnah, there are no dissenting views, then we should paskin la'alocha, based on Rabbi Yochanan's principle, halocha kistam Mishnah. No, now we have a stira in Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan paskins, like Rabbi Shimon, that all the chatzeres are considered rishus achas, and you're allowed to carry from one chatzer to the other. On the other hand, he passes like this Stam Mishnah, that you're not allowed to be metaltir from one chatzer to the other. You know, you want to climb up and get the fruits and bring it down to the other chatzer, you're not allowed to do so. Why not? They're all one rishus. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan would have held that Rabbi Shimon was only matir to be metalta from chatzel chatzer in a case of lo erevu, then we can answer this question. We could say that the Mishnah is talking about a case of erevu. So erevu dayori achatzeros li atzmon, and therefore they generate an isa tiltul in the case of the kosel into the chatzeros. But because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Shimon is matil taltu michotz chotze in any event, even in a case where they were erevu, they were two separate erevin, and each of the dayorim of that chotzer set up its own eruv, so now we don't understand, why shouldn't the Mishnah allow you, I'm talking about the Mishnah of Kosel, on Daf Ayin Vav, why shouldn't allow you, permit you, to be metalta from one chatzah to the other? So are you going to tell me that each one of the two chatzahs set up its own eruv? What difference does it make? According to Rabbi Yochanan, even in that case, you're allowed to carry from one chatzah to the other. So why doesn't the Mishnah allow you to carry from the Rosh HaKosel into the chatzeros? And the Gemara is going to now come up with the answer, my lamato. What does it mean? Ubilvachlo yorido lemato, lemato lebatim. You're allowed to be morid from the peros from the Rosh HaKosel to the chatzeros below. The Mishnah is only prohibiting to be metaltil from the Rosh HaKosel into the batim. Imagine climbing up to the top of this wall, taking peros and bringing it into the batim. Well, you're not allowed to be metalta from a chaser to a bias in a case where there was no eruv. So Avina now turns around and he asks Akasha Ravashi, how can you tell me that the Mishnah is talking about a case of lo yoridu lamata lebatim vatani, it says, Rabbi Chia, in explaining the braisa, he says, b'vad shelo yehei ze ome bimkomo vi ochel vi ze ome bimkomo vi ochel. No, the Mishnah is not being matir achilas peros unless it's on the Rosh HaKosel Bilvad. But they're not allowed to be morid from the Rosh HaKosel matir to the chatzer, not from the chatzer to the batim. So it's not only the Isur is on the batim, but the Isur is clearly on the chatzer itself. Omalei Rav Ashi says to Ravina, v'chi revi lo shna'a, Rabbi Chiya Minayelo. Since Rabbi didn't have this Mishnah, he wrote Stam Ubilvad Shlo Yoridu Lamata. So Rabbi Chiya, who organized the Braisos, and he was the Talmud of Rabbi, how did he have the plates, you know, the shoulders, to be mefarish, to interpret the Mishnah, that the Mishnah has in mind, lo yorida l'chotzer. You could just as well interpret it as lo yolichenu l'batim, that he shouldn't take it into the bayis. Okay, Rav Osei, so here's where we're going to stop on Daf Tzadi Beis, Amud Aleph, and we're up to Itmar, which is approximately 10 lines down from the top of the...
So we're up to Itmar Shtei Chatzeros on Daf Tzadi Beis, approximately 10 lines down from the top of the page.